Israel on Saturday carried out airstrikes against targets across Lebanon, killing at least 4 civilians. More than 60 Lebanese, nearly all civilians, have been killed since Israel launched a military offensive 4 days ago, targeting Hezbollah guerrillists who killed 8 Israeli soldiers and captured 2 others on Wednesday. 4 Israeli civilians have also been killed by Hezbollah rockets in northern Israel. Israel has also confirmed that 4 sailors are missing and presumed dead after a Hezbollah strike on an Israeli Navy vessel late Friday. Israel targeted bridges, gas stations, and fuel storage depots on Saturday. Air Force General Ido Nehushtan says Israel will use its overwhelming air superiority to push Hezbollah out of southern Lebanon.
We're willing and prepared to do whatever it takes. We're, of course, looking for the restoration of peace over there, but nevertheless, we have all the means. Larger portion of the campaign, of the operation, is based upon attacks from the air, using fighters and attack helicopters, using mostly precision-guided munition. This is the operation so far.
Israel says it holds Lebanon responsible for Hezbollah's kidnapping of 2 Israeli soldiers and is demanding that the Lebanese army move into positions in southern Lebanon occupied by Hezbollah guerrillas. Lebanon's government has asked the United Nations Security Council to act immediately to stop the fighting. President Bush has expressed concern over how the fighting might affect the stability of the Lebanese government, but says he will not make military decisions for Israel. However, he also says he blames Hezbollah for the violence. Hezbollah has responded to the Israeli attacks with missile strikes across northern Israel. Hezbollah's leader, Hassan Nasrallah, has threatened to bring open war to Israel, targeting Israel's third-largest city, Haifa, which has already been struck for the first time in its history by Katyusha rocket fire from Lebanon. Haifa Mayor Yonah Yahav says, like the residents of his city, he is prepared but also concerned.
Definitely I'm worried because, you know, this is a new game and a new reality that we are being bombed by terrorists, by rockets, which can hit residential areas and you can never know what will happen.
Meanwhile, Israel continued airstrikes in the Gaza Strip on Saturday, one day after Israeli ground forces pulled out of the central Gaza Strip, saying they had completed their mission for the time being. Israeli forces remain in other parts of the Gaza Strip, where they are continuing to search for an Israeli serviceman seized by Palestinian militants last month. Late Friday, Palestinian militants blew a hole in the border wall between Gaza and Egypt, allowing hundreds of Palestinians to cross into Gaza from Egyptian territory, where they had been stranded since the border was closed 2 weeks ago. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.